While we continue to receive requests to temporarily move to primarily remote instruction, more than 90% of our schools are currently providing at least 50% instruction in person, and some schools have either come back early from their waivers or ultimately determined they were no longer needed. Even when communities experience high positivity rates, we aren't seeing the same in our schools. Based on some initial information we have received from 125 schools who have provided us with data, roughly 3% of their students tested positive from the beginning of the school year through the end of November, and 22% have been quarantined. Currently, 1% of students have tested positive and 2.6% are quarantined. 80% are fully in person, using masks and distancing, reinforcing that with hard work, planning, and layered mitigation strategies, we can both manage the virus and have students back in school.